So tell me about your decision to adopt. Why? And to adopt from China, how did you make that decision?
Well, we met when we were 36 and 38 and got married just late in life. So we thought about giving birth and having to do IVF, and it just seemed not right. And we're trying to make a decision that weekend. And then an old friend from Seattle I hadn't talked to in like 8 years happened to call, and she had adopted from China. And I was just like, that's where our daughter is. It was just like this gut feeling that just felt so right. And so we went forward with that.
Were you on board with this idea?
Yes, I was. It just clicked all of a sudden, and yeah, it was great.
You said, well, it's not my first chance twice, but okay. But now I can't believe you ever said that.
I don't even remember saying that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you were in the you
path, remember it, but
I had to tell them. But then he can't believe he ever said that, because it's just, he's been fully on board ever since we proceeded, you know.
Yeah, so once you were moving forward, how did it all go? How did you figure out what agency to go with? What was the process like for you?
Well, I called all different agencies, and just people sent me brochures. I wasn't on the computer then. This is in 90, I guess we started the process in 97?
96, 97.
Because we got her in 98. And then we've settled on Bay Area Adoption Services in Mountain View because Xiaoqing was in San Rafael, and it was like, oh, that's easy. We could, and we only ever went to our agency like 2 times. So it was all dealing with her. And then they gave us reference of a lot of people that had adopted that had agreed to be called on the phone. And they were like, yeah, Bass is great, but really Xiaoqing was amazing helping us through this whole thing. So we're like, okay. So that helped us settle on her.
Who's Xiaoqing?
She's the person that handles all the Chinese adoptions for Bay Area Adoption Services in Mountain View.
And she grew up in Chengdu, China, a Sichuan province.
Mm-hmm. Where Grace is from.
So that's where Grace is from, and Camille's close by there in the Sichuan province.
With Grace, so this was 96, 90?
We started the process in 97, and the paperwork took... It was a year and a half from starting the paperwork to getting her.
And did it go pretty much as advertised? Were there any glitches or delays?
That was the whole thing about China compared to other countries. Like, it was so predictable. You know, every stage of money and paperwork, it was a lot, but it all went really smoothly, you know.
And then during the time you were waiting, I guess, you got to know some other, it sounds like they had resources for you to reach out and get to know other couples who were waiting, or
yeah,
families who had adopted.
Was that FCC that we went to? Or what was that we went to in the city?
Families with Children
okay.
from China.
We were the only ones with no kids. We were going to everything and just oogling other people's
yeah.
kids. Like,
we could hardly wait.
And it just was like, wow, this is real. These people just came back. And yeah.
So how long were you in China? How did the trip go?
It went well. We were there 10 days, and that was pretty standard. Mm-hmm. We flew into Hong Kong, then went to Guangzhou, then flew to Chengdu.
We went from Hong Kong to Chengdu.
Oh, Hong Kong to Chengdu, and then back to Guangzhou to the Chinese consulate. And then we flew out of Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
So it all went smoothly. We both haven't done a lot of any international travel, so... We were pretty tired, and, you know, there were times, like, another couple would give us vitamins. It was pretty overwhelming being handed a barely 7-month-old baby. But there was so much support, and we were one of 7 families in that case, and so we all helped each other out.
And then what was the process like for Camille? Because that's how many years later?
So... When we came back with Grace, I knew right away that I wanted to go again. And that took some time. And then at some point, a few years later, 2 or 3 years later, I said, can I just do all the paperwork that doesn't cost any money? And Scott agreed to that. And then finally, like on my birthday, he kept saying, what do you want? I'm like, that's all I want. Yeah. And he said in a card, okay, we can. So then, so that took 2 years from start to finish, because we weren't pushing it like we did. And, you know, I was kind of waiting for him to be okay with it.
Were you nervous about a second child?
A lot of that was due to financial difficulties. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a contractor and it's just not stable. It just scared me to take on more expense. It worked out. I'm so happy we did it.
I mean, all our parents were really on board. I just remember your dad saying, being realistic like you, going, well, now you're going to be working forever. You know, just like.
Well, it's true.
Like, it was all kind of, he could see it with grace, but to go 5 years later and start over, it's like. But he worked till the day. He worked every day of his life, too. So, anyway.
How old are you both?
I turned 58. Last June,
right? I turned 60. Yeah, so.
Yes, I would always think of in terms of, like, if I had given birth, I would have given birth at 40 and 44. Somehow that was important to me, just, like, because people do that, you know? It just seemed like, okay, people do that, I can do this, you know?
Do you think much about origins? How much of that is on your mind or not on your mind about the birth story or the birth parents? Is that something that you think much about?
I do think about more so in the first few years of getting Grace. You know, I wonder, and I read a lot online about people searching and some people having success. And so, you know, I wonder if there'll eventually be like a database of doing DNA testing. It sounds like that might happen someday, so, yeah.
For me, our daughters haven't really expressed that much interest in finding their birth parents, so I don't think about it too much, really.
And we've always kind of said that there is no way to go about it, but I'm hoping maybe someday there will be.
It sounds like you feel like it's something your daughters would lead if you did it at all. Is that correct?
For me, yes.
It feels like, and from what I've read, you just kind of follow their lead and support whatever they want to know.
And it sounds like you made a lot of effort to keep Chinese culture in their lives. You sound pretty active with FCC, at least in the earlier years when Grace was younger. And how important was that?
That was really important. And we still do most of the events that they sponsor. So they've developed friendships and some people that they only see two or three times a year, but I think it's important to them.
Yeah, Grace's boyfriend is, they're both 18 years old, but he's from a Chinese-American family, fluent Mandarin. So she kind of gravitates towards most of her friends are Chinese, some adopted, some not.
Does it help that you live in the, I guess this is considered the Bay Area, even though it's, that you live in the Bay Area and it's pretty diverse in terms of Asian cultures or?
It's very diverse if you travel from where we live 20 miles to San Francisco, but we're in a kind of our own world right here. So it's a good reminder to head over to the city now and then. And Grace, she travels over there a lot with her friends. They go over there to restaurants and shopping. And She gets out and about, which is good. Mm-hmm. Because if you spend all your time in Marin County, there's just not much diversity at all.
Is there, did you deal with questions or things that other people asked you that you just as soon not be asked? Or were you pretty much in a community where everybody gets it?
No, there's always questions. People have said rude things. I remember being at the post office and Camille was probably about four and this man said something, you know, China. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, they don't like girls there. And went on just like super negative. I'm like, no, that I'm trying to educate him. No, that's not it. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't have an infant. She's listening to this. Like, you know, and one time this woman that worked at the variety store was like, it was just asking personal questions. Oh, what? Why? You couldn't get pregnant? Like, you know, you assume that that's it, that people don't just choose it. Or, well, you know, how much did the whole thing cost? They're not saying how much did the kid cost. But just, you know, it's like, would you ask somebody that gave birth, what was your total hospital bill? Like, that's private information. And,
Did you? So what did you say in response? How did you shut it down?
I just answered the guy at the post office with, I started to kind of educate him, then I realized, so I just gave really quick one monosyllabic answers. And the one in the variety store, we were paying and checking out, and I just was kind of, I sort of started to answer, and then thought, what am I doing? And I walked out, and, you know, later on, it's always like, oh, I wish I had said such and such, but...
Yeah, the zinger that you think about in the middle of the night. Yeah. Well, is there anything that you think that people should know about adopting or about having a family with two different ethnicities? Or
the fact that it's two different ethnicities, I think, has just expanded our lives. It's wonderful learning about Chinese culture and being involved in, you know, a lot of different, not a lot, but a couple different organizations. Our kids volunteer. And so that's been, for me, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, and with both our girls, we've always talked from, you know, when they were babies and couldn't even understand. Everything was out in the open, you know, what we knew and didn't know. So I think that's important. So there was never a time where something was a surprise, you know.
So you feel like just be very straightforward, answer questions, and...
Yeah, and just talk about everything from the beginning, just like you would tell their birth story or something, just so then when they start to get it, it's just always been there, you know, and never doesn't feel nervous or anything.
Great. Well, I want to thank you both. This has been awesome.